faded out that time.
That was...
Woo!
But yeah, what's up, guys?
That was a horrible transition.
Yeah, that was really... I honestly forgot, so I was like, I'm gonna make it seem like I did that on purpose.
You guys were totally in sync without even looking at each other. You started at the exact same time.
Yeah, because it was when the beat dropped.
I see. I didn't notice that. You just looked at me and like, why are they being so weird? Then you guys... I was like, that's actually really sick.
We're also twins, so, you know, we think the same.
Identical.
We're connected at the brain.
Siamese.
Yeah.
4 or 9 years apart.
Yes.
Chinese.
Siamese.
Yeah, Siamese. You're racist fuck.
I actually like Chinese people.
But do you like Siamese Chinese people?
Do you like Siamese people?
I like Chineses. That's multiple.
Multiple Chinese people is Chineses.
Put me on something.
It's a flock of Chineses.
What'd you say?
I said, yeah, just put me on the song.
That's new information, Chineses.
Just put me.
What about the Chinefus?
Is that just
these nephew?
I knew a little.
Picking up what you're putting down.
Pick it up, put it down. Lay it on the ground. Make a sound. So
keep going.
No, that's it.
I was like, all right, keep making sounds, bro. They're sounding good.
I'm gonna turn the beat back on. Hey. Yo, Will said we need to show this to Sean Paul.
Let us know what you think. Don't do it.
Did he put Sean Paul and T-Pain on this?
The temperature.
Like, put Sean Paul and T-Pain on this, get their fucking career started again?
Yo,
T-Pain. Hey, don't.
T-Pain definitely has a career right now.
Yeah, don't do
that. T-Pain definitely has a career right now.
Don't be short-selling the man, T-Pizzle.
We went to go see T-Pain, like, what was that, like?
February, March. Yeah. April, May. It was May. I think it was May.
No, it was definitely earlier than May.
It was
around that time, though. Because I remember him saying, like, it was, like, springish.
It might have been March.
Yeah, but I think it was March.
I know that for a fact.
It was March.
It was definitely
yes, it was March.
It was a good concert.
It might have been February.
And I had said to him, I don't know if I would have went to go see a T-Pain concert. And then he started reminding me of the actual catalog.
That was my first concert ever.
Of T.
Yo, and he ran through that catalog, bro.
He did.
Like, every song that I wanted to perform, he performed it.
He did.
Did he do...
Yes.
Did he do Shorty?
Yes.
Did he?
He did the old joints. He did fucking cuts that weren't even his. He did fucking Blame It On The Alcohol. I forgot all about that.
Oh, yeah.
God, they was even on that
That's
shit.
What I'm saying. Like, he does have a...
He has a fucking extensive-ass catalog,
he
bro.
He does.
That's why when I was asking people if they wanted to go and they weren't, like, really about it, I was like, why not? Like, we're just
No,
gonna...
I like him, but I just...
I understand
that
guy. I was
the last choice.
Huh? No.
Dre's last choice to
I
go.
I told him...
He's like, if I can't get a chick to come, you're going to be my date.
But it wasn't even that, because like...
I said, fine, but you buying me a drink.
But my
I'm going to buy you a drink.
But like, I had like a list of people that I was going to ask.
I was at the bottom.
He wasn't at the bottom.
And you were all the way down.
That shit just unrolls and goes into another room.
But like, people were asking me if they wanted to go, or they were. I was trying to get people like to buy tickets and go because they were really cheap.
Yeah, he was trying to sell the ticket before.
Buy like tickets to go with us because the tickets were cheap. They're like $20.
That's messed up. That's messed up.
Do you expect more from a T-Pain concert?
Yes, I did.
I kind of like at least 50.
That's what I thought.
At least. Well, just think. Like, after the revamping of this "I'm Sprung" song, it's like.
And this is
right before.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying.
And this is right after he won Masked Singer.
It
was right after he won Masked Singer because he ran through his whole entire catalog that he did on Masked Singer.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
I don't know what that is.
It's some fucking show that he was on.
What?
Yo, one of the funniest things to me is that like Thanksgiving or like Christmas, whenever I see family members and they're like, because they know I do music stuff, they'll see like music shows on TV.
And they'll ask you about it.
They'll be like,
so did you watch American Idol today?
No, they'll be like...
Or The Voice.
Like,
or...
do you know the people on this show? And I'm like, no. Or, like, I don't know. They'll ask if I know the people who are actually, contestants. And then they'll also ask if I know, like, the producers and, like, the stuff like... Or, like, the people who are judges. And I'll be like, yes, I know the judges. No, I don't know the contestants. No, I'm not trying to get on the show.
Yeah.
Yes, no.
Like, 2 years ago, Stu that I know... That went to Narstown was on American Idol, and he made it pretty far, but That's the only time I ever known anybody.
I went to school with a girl who was on American Idol.
Was he what?
A gospel singer. Did he do like church music?
No, but that's what he did when he was
younger. He did dude music?
No.
Is that what you're about to say?
Was he into?
Dudes?
Whoa. I don't think so. He has a kid and a wife.
You're on blast now, mister.
What?
You're a boy.
Nice try.
We'll never find out.
You're on the down, kid. Though.
But yeah.
I'll start looking up Dre's friends list. Found him! Yo, you gay! Wait, what? Where's all this
My nigga, what? No! Hey, chill, look at my wife and kid!
This is over! This charade!
It's like, Will's like, Andre told me that she said you was gay! He's like, no!
9 months later, he finally was living in a cardboard box by the highway. Oh, thanks to you. God damn you, Dre!
It's like,
damn you, bust out!
It's like, walk past, was like, man, I haven't seen you in years. I will kill you, motherfucker! It's like,
want some change? Yeah, I'll take that. I'll take the change.
Just like, I'll take that change. In your life, nigga!
Yeah, shut up!
Say, shut up, then. If you want the change, you shut up.
Shut your dumb ass.
Oh, my gosh. Shut up! Take this change. What the hell?
Shut the hell up. Earn your money.
I can't. Oh my god. Don't tell him to shut his That's hilarious. I'm sorry. Back on track. Woo! Good god. Tell him to shut up! My year old in the pot. I said shut up!
Oh, should we talk about how we can get Jared into the car really quick?
I don't care.
If you want to.
Fuck it, we just want to get breakfast. Or we just want to get food.
We'll call it brunch.
Yeah, we'll call it brunch.
We do brunch every night.
It's more masculine. We got mimosas.
Yep.
But we get them in regular cups. We just get them in regular cups.
Can't afford that.
And there's no mimosa. It's just water and ice.
Dude, I didn't even want to drink out of my water cup, though. There was somebody else's lip stain still on that
Ew.
Shit.
That's the worst.
Bro, I'm like...
That's the worst.
And it was a different beverage. Like, it looked like it was a creamy beverage, like milk or cream.
Will thought that my lemonade was just watery.
Yo, that lemonade did look gross as fuck.
Like, it wasn't bad, but it definitely, like...
It was diner lemonade.
And you know what the sad part is? I thought it was a Sprite for a second. I was like, that makes sense. And I was like, wait.
This is stupid.
I was like, you didn't get Sprite.
It's like, no.
Hold on!
Stop everything. It's got a lot of pulp.
Diners are just restaurants for when it's 3 a.m. and you're drunk.
Yeah. Or you want breakfast food in the middle of the day.
Yeah.
Yeah, that too. That's
not good breakfast food, but breakfast food. You know. Although those pancakes were hitting.
Yeah, I was rocking out with those fucking French toast.
They do look good, I'm not gonna lie.
The bacon was mediocre.
Yeah, it looked really mediocre.
I like that.
The sausage wasn't bad, you know? I was mad that
What'd
was,
you get?
He was mad it was leg, not patty.
I was.
He made a whole fuss about it. He's like, I'm gonna smash these links and make a patty.
And then they gave me the big links.
So he couldn't even smash the leg and make a patty.
I had to chop him up like a little fucking kid.
What?
He did cut him up.
Bro, I thought he meant chop them like a kid, not chop it up like a kid.
Oh my god.
So I was like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Don't forget, National Chop the Kid update.
Yeah, that was 3 days ago.
I was like, is this the
That was 3 days.
Everybody knows it's the day before Christmas.
They say it's the nightmare before Christmas for a reason.
Just so you know, Santa might not be coming, but you ain't gonna be here when he does.
This is the part of the episode where Dre
incriminates. Brought to you by Dre Incrimination.
Dre's Incrimination. Ding! 1-800, you're going to jail.
911, you're going to jail.
There we go, we got the jingle.
We got it.
Season 2, coming back with the jingle.
Season 2, jingle incorporated.
Jingle all the way.
Yo, why is there not a jingle corporation called Jingle All the Way?
There definitely is.
There has to be.
There 100% is. You ever just Google random company names that you come up with?
Not in a really long time.
I do.
Wait, like yourselves or together? No, I've never done that.
Like, if I'm just, like, talking with somebody and I come up with, like, a name for, like, a business that's, like, a fake thing, but I feel like it's super clever and I feel like someone should have used it.
Yeah.
Then it's, like, I Google it and I'm, like, did someone use this? No. All right, I wish I had somebody who wanted to do something with this. Like, bro, I would, like, I had this idea for, like, a cleaning agent called Elbow Grease. Because everybody always says, oh, you gotta use a little elbow grease
to
clean shit up. So it's like, yo, what if there's a cleaner called Elbow Grease? And there's not a cleaner called Elbow Grease.
It's insane, right? You should buy that domain.
I'm not going to do that because that's a lot of investing time and money.
It might not be that much money.
To start the whole process. I'm not going to just hold a million domains.
I'm not saying a million, but like... I
have a million ideas.
You can buy like domains that are like names like that, hold on to them, and then it's all for like more than what you bought it for.
I don't think anyone wants elbowgrease.com.
You never know. You start fucking... You should definitely start branding people and then selling them the fucking...
You're leaking all the ideas.
So all your fucking domains to the people that you brand to. It's like, I got this.
I thought about doing that. Not the domain thing, but the branding thing, just because it's like my brain swells with ideas for folks.
I was just watching a video on branding.
Brandon who?
Brandon Johnson.
But Brandon himself.
Brandon Johnson.
Randy Johnson?
Fuck that nigga Randy.
That's right.
I told Randy about Randy.
He made Did him. You? Randy feel?
Yeah. He does it was he funny. Feel like he's Randy?
Does he feel like he's a Randy?
You know, I think at one point he did, but I don't think so much now.
At one point, he's a straight guy now.
He's like, my whole life I identified as a Randy.
Now
I know I'm not.
This is. And he loves
Randy is my slave name.
But he loves
Don't
South
call
Park
me Randy, Mom.
So, he loves South Park, and he's so happy that Randy's like this pivotal character in the new season. And I watched this episode where Jesus and Santa Claus did cocaine with Randy in the middle of the woods.
That's what they did too.
Come on, Jesus, one time.
There was some limit.
Yo, he was telling me about this shit. I was like, I don't know if I can laugh at this.
Yo, I was dying because I was like, this shit is funny. Like, it shouldn't be funny, but it is. Because it's just like, yo.
Santa's done cocaine before.
Yeah, he's like, I've done cocaine before. And it's all the same. And he does it. He's like, wow, this is, like, really clean. That's not the point.
It's really smooth, too. Really pure.
It's like, wow, this is like not even like speedy or anything. It's just like, it's not like regular Coke. It's just like really mellow. Then Jesus comes out of nowhere. And he starts flipping shit. He's like, no, but like, Jesus, you should really like try this Coke really quick.
It's just Jesus and Santa? Where'd they get it? Randy, forgot. Randy, gotcha. I knew there was a third element to this. Like,
because,
it's a holy trinity. Yes. I'm getting struck by lightning for that one. Bro, I fucking was listening to this guy.
Father Christmas.
He was fucking talking about, what was I saying? Oh, yeah, he was like, we need to stop advancing, like, medical technology and, like, what we can do for people because, there is a point to where God is trying to personally get rid of people. Like, when somebody gets struck by lightning, they used to just be, done from that shit. You used to die. Nowadays, you go to a hospital, they can do some shit, revive you, like...
For real? Wait, you being serious?
I'm being dead ass, bro. Like, if God picks you out of everybody and strikes you down with a lightning bolt,
it's like, hold on,
there is a reason. And the should not be alive right now.
And the fucked up thing is that there'd be somebody sitting there praying for him to survive. It's like, nigga, I didn't want him to do this.
And it's like, bro, we should have stopped at like putting leeches on people for a headache. Like, oh, you got a little head pain? Here, take 4 leeches, put them on yourself. Come back in the morning, let me know how you feel.
Sign your forehead. Shut up, man.
Like, idiots need to die sometimes.
Yo, yeah,
that's factual.
What did you ever talk about it before? We should take warning labels off of shit.
Yeah, and it's like
what Frank calls would say, shedding the herd, something
Thinning the herd.
Thinning the herd. There you go.
I was like, I don't know what you're trying to say. Yeah, thinning the herd. He's like, you gotta take the warning labels off of shit and then the idiot people. No, stop signs are not. That's not a warning label. But no, like, the fact that we can revive somebody after drinking like a whole thing of Clorox. Like, If you drink a fucking thing of Clorox,
they made Clorox so you can drink, like, that's so you can drink it. But if you do drink it, it's not fatal.
About to
anymore.
Say, Dre, do you need?
Wait, seriously?
Yeah, it's not like fatal anymore. Just talk a little bit like shit.
I want my money back. They still cost the same.
It's like, nigga, I had
50. So, this is still cost the same.
Like, nigga, I drank a whole gallon. I got a little stomach ache. I threw up a little bit, but I'm here.
That's key. this is bull.
I felt like Terry Crews on fucking Everybody Hates Chris.
Oh, my. That's a lot. That's only a lot for that. What? They ain't the same.
They're charging the same amount. What you mean it's diluted? Charge chugging it. He's like, you fucking right, it's diluted.
Now start drinking this shit. Water bill's too high.
No more water. Clorox.
Damn, Dad, it burns.
I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, so does my wallet after these damn bills come through.
Yeah, I remember when my uncle got the fucking electric.
Single, fucked up dad. Fucking frugal, prude dad.
Yo, I remember when
I would have to talk like this though.
Yeah, well, yeah, why wouldn't you? That's what I mean. Black dad talks.
I didn't say black.
Oh.
Oh, well. You're being over your racist, huh?
Me?
Did you say black?
I said frugal and prude, like meaning tight with money, like.
When you said prune, I thought you mean skin tone.
No, near the fucking accent. He was like, oh, that's a nigga accent.
Oh, you be a pop, ain't you?
Oh, you talking about pops? Oh, man, we all know that nigga.
Oh, pops?
Yeah. Chocolate, this doodoo, man. Chocolate. Alright, well, how was your guys' Christmas?
So, segue, Christmas. Jay?
Oh, mine was, it was bittersweet. It was a good day.
Bittersweet? Care to elaborate?
Well, I spent it with my homeboy, me, my friend Sarah, and his friend, Kate, and we spent it over there because we all didn't have nothing to do, and his mom just passed, so. Mm. See, told you, bittersweet.
I wish I didn't elaborate.
Yep.
She just passed.
Did you get him a present?
I was.
Nah. You're an ass. His mom just passed, dude.
He's saying he was the president.
He had a whole
diaper. Jay froze out, he's like, God.
It's kind of like a last minute thing. I wasn't like really planning on it beforehand. I got you, nigga.
Next Christmas, I got you.
Yes. Two presents.
I got two presents, one for my dog, one for my dog.
His mom died.
Oh.
R.I.P. to Miss
Lisa.
Miss Lisa.
Is this Randy's mom?
No.
What?
I'm trying to figure out what was funny about that he chuckled a little bit.
I didn't know.
Rest in peace, Lisa. Well, how was your Christmas?
It was cool.
Eric.
I dropped
100,000.
Really? Nigga, you owe me $30.
Wait, what happened? Beating Bowser.
You beat Bowser too?
He said beating Bowser.
No, I didn't.
Before you go any further, we did play Mario Kart Monopoly. Low key fire.
Wait, Mario Kart Monopoly.
Low key fire.
How do you? This is a game.
Mm-hmm.
Board game.
Yep.
Pieces.
Yep. Luigi, Mario, Peach, Toad.
There's currency?
Coins.
I'm about to look this up now.
Proceed.
Oh, yeah, so he had a little one, his little gifts and stuff. So he got Toy Story 4, the action figures, and then the movie. I put the movie in for 10 minutes and I fell asleep on the couch.
Oh, you did a rap. All right.
Yeah, it was great. And then I woke up, movie was over.
Watch movies just like they supposed to, like brothers,
like a dad.
It's gotta be like an action movie where I ain't staying up.
Yo, Randy.
Bro, Toy Story's lit.
No, I'm not saying it's not, but yeah, I just wasn't in the...
You're being mad Randy right
now.
Nah,
I was tired working overtime all these hours. I'm just like,
that's what every dad says, bro. You can't.
Yo, if we're talking about Randy's also like the dad that falls asleep when he watches his kids. He says he's getting better at not doing that.
Anyone ever fell asleep in the movie theater before?
Yeah, 100%. All right, cool. Especially when they started making the seats reclinable.
Yeah, that's a setup, especially when that popcorn sit on you.
It's drawing off. What I missed? Drop a popcorn everywhere.
Yeah, get him.
Woo! You don't even know what happened. I know it's good, though. When bad guy goes down, it's good. That's the good guy.
Damn, he changed from the beginning.
Character change. Knew what's coming. It's like,
they first showed the bad guy. Oh! Alright.
That's bad movie writing, if you ask me.
Easy writing.
Oh, it started with the good guy. Classic, classic movie.
Good guy, then bad guy.
Oh, you start with the good guy first, then the bad guy.
You introduce the trouble, he conquers the trouble, you're done.
Wait, then you have to have that one part where it's all good, and then something happens, and then they break up, and then at the very last second, they get back together. Do that.
Oh, and some all-screen love. Movie kiss.
I want to see some love making. Close your eyes.
Close your eyes. That's the real reason I came here. Whoa! Janet Jackson, show your titty.
50 Shades of Grey. Shut up.
50 Shades of Wakanda, baby. I want to see all that.
Yo!
Yo!
50 Shades of Wakanda.
Oh, I would still watch that movie. I would.
Yo, I found a porn at Dre's house today.
Oh, that! I was wondering where you are. I'm like, I'm hearing this porn stuff. I was like, bro,
I'm in Dre's room. I'm sitting there, and I'm talking on the phone with you. I look to my left, and this is a DVD. It says something about, like, booty shaking and shit. So I lift it up, and I was like, what's that mean? I'm like, yo, this is a porn DVD.
Bro, I had a man uncle's living at the crib. I gave away this big ass Ben DVD. Man, porn's in that joint, yo.
Dang, you gotta see Da Vinci's Code. That was a good one.
But bro, I was
get the. Sorry, it's Da Vinci's Load. I'm lying.
Da Vinci's Chode.
You just gotta see like the whole entire trilogy.
Yeah, first off, starts off with the cold because he gets in there, and then you find out about Da Vinci's chode because it's tiny.
And they bust that Da Vinci's load. He
debunches Da Vinci's load. That's the ending.
That's the end.
30 minute series.
Bro, we were talking the other day, and it was my whole family sitting in the car. My family always goes fucking sexual whenever we talk about shit for whatever reason. And my dad does not bring up sexual shit, so this is weird, but he started talking about, like, cum. Yeah.
Will's a fucking nut, bro.
We're all technically nut, bro.
You ain't lying.
Well, you ain't lying.
Call a spade a spade.
Full circle.
Yeah. Cause we're nuts. So my dad, for whatever reason, said cum, and then I said something about it, and then he was like, no, the correct term is ejaculate. And my little brother's like, what's ejaculate? I was like, it's when you say something with emphasis.
right.
So then my dad's like, no, that's not true, or whatever. And I was like, Dad, ejaculated loudly.
Narrating and fucking. And then my father ejaculated loudly.
5 minutes later, we're on a different conversation. My dad's like, "This Christmas came and went." I was like, "Christmas ejaculated and went."
That's right.
Hey man, what?
But my dad hates me.
Hey, no, as he should.
No, he doesn't.
I love it.
Sometimes you gotta question yourself as a father, though. Where did I go wrong?
Like, what the fuck did I do?
I
deserved it.
I don't care what you say. I know it. I know for a fact.
I failed.
You're just waiting for them days, ain't you?
Counting
down. He's waiting for them days. Like, man, where the fuck did you learn that
you
shit from?
Fucked up, kid.
Then you start thinking back on your days. Like, I did do some shit like that, didn't I?
Sometimes, like, when I see you do something, I just go, oh, damn it.
Bro, I see my little brother do shit, and I'm like, did not teach him that, but he definitely learned it from me.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh, so you started doing coke?
Shit, damn. Just... Boom!
He's the whole fiend. He skipped a step, went to heroin.
Oh, Jesus!
No, let him go. He gonna learn that you can't get away from the
dick. If you love him, let him go.
Oh, man. Good luck, little buddy.
I love the hell out of that kid.
It's nice. It's like,
if you can't tell, the podcast is very family oriented.
We went bad to fuck off rails.
I don't know. The way, my Christmas was good too, guys.
I forgot what we were talking about to begin with.
I'm just saying that.
No, because my dad always, whenever we get him to this point where like he wants to be pissed, but he's laughing, and like he makes this face, and we can just see that we spot the face, but we're just like, you got that face, and then he just loses it because it's like he's like, I can't laugh because they're gonna know that's like me encouraging this shit,
right.
We'll just be, he's like. Like, there's, like, this little lip twitch that happens.
You can't hold back the fucking laugh. Like, you can try to hold, you can try to hold it back, but your mouth is always going to do that fucking weird-ass twitch. And it's like, just let it. And then, as soon as somebody sees that shit,
it's over.
They're gonna start poking at it, and you're not going to be able to help it.
It's like, well.
Yo, and the fucked up thing is, I'd be pissed off, and somebody, like, start, like, fucking with me, like, make me smile, and then, like, it pisses me off that they're making me smile. But I can't help but smile.
Bro, that's the worst. That's
wait, the you're worst. Acting a little bit amateur smile.
And you're just like, yo, I fucking hate you right now. It's like,
get the fuck out of my face!
It's like, I know I'm not intimidating. It's like, I got this big ass smile right now. But
I swear to God, if I put my hands on you right now,
the shit out of
you'd
me.
Be so terrified.
He's in there.
Just. That'd be crazy. Just like. Get your hands on and start beating the shit out of him, but you still have that fucking same smile on your face.
Just turns more to like a Joker smile because you're just like.
It's like, yeah, this does. The change from being like a I'm happy smile to like, I fucked up for giving you this smile.
Oh my gosh.
So, Merry Christmas.
Love you, Dad. I'm not a mistake.
Yo, I think my dad is low-key so happy I'm not the junior. Because my little brother is named after him, and I feel like if I would have been the one that was named after him, he'd be like...
Yeah, he's like, I don't know.
Wait, Jacob?
Yeah. My dad's name is Jacob.
This whole time?
What, you thought, like, his whole name was Jay?
I didn't think about it. He does not look like a Jacob. I would not have put that on your
He head. Doesn't. I'll give him that. He does not look like a Jacob. Neither does my grandpa, who's the first.
Oh, so your brother's the third?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think I could have known Jacob either.
Who's Brandon named after?
I don't know. But you want to hear a funny story about how my brother...
There's a milkman named Brandon?
My brother is my brother's father.
Wait, what?
My brother is my brother's father.
My brother is my brother's father.
Yep.
It's a paradox right there.
No, it's not.
Let's hear it.
I'm about to explain how.
Unpack this one.
So, like, 2-3 years ago, my family went on a cruise together. And so we all needed our IDs and shit to get on the boat. Or our passports. And so my youngest brother, on his passport, you know how it'll say your parents' names?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Did you actually go on a boat or a ship?
A ship?
Continue.
I think. I honestly don't know the difference. I would assume ship is bigger. Cruise ship.
I feel like
cruise
a
boat.
I feel like the boat ship thing is like.
You know what I mean? Like that just sounds tiny.
Cruise boat.
I was on this ferry boat.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, man.
Just
like,
say boat. Yeah, I was on a boat.
I feel like fast. Zoom zoom. Cruise boat.
I feel like boat and ship is like rectangle and square. Like one's the other, but the other one's not the other. I don't know.
Oh, you're saying it's like the same.
Like, I don't know if a ship is a boat or a boat.
But a
ship.
Rectangle is not a square, but a...
Square is a rectangle. Something like that.
Wow. Did you just learn something?
And, so getting on the ship.
Yes.
Fucking, we're looking at the passports, and it says your parents' name on it. And because my brother's a junior, my brother's the third, my dad's a junior, somehow on the passport, they accidentally fucked up. On Brandon's passport, it says that his dad is Jacob Stong III, which is my brother.
Oh, my.
That's right.
So, the whole...
Jared's family's redneck is fucked.
You just found out how white I am.
So, on the passport, it says that Jacob is
Brandon's dad. He's like, my brother's my uncle, nigga.
Did you know my brother's my dad? My dad is hold my brother. Up. Stop. We'll call CBS right now.
CBS.
And then we'll call it CBS to get you a fucking interview.
Chop to get you.
You fucking freaks.
So I don't know how the hell this happened.
I don't know.
I don't want to know, but all I know is that somebody has to come with me, and it looks like it's you, sir.
You're coming with me right now.
It's like, but I'm the head of this household.
But I'm the father. Damn,
but
exactly.
But what's even funnier is, like, this is all just random at this point, but we got cards, like, for our rooms and shit, and all of the kids, our cards were blue, and Jacob's, my dad's, and my mom's card were all red.
Oh, so like
and so we told them, I told them, I was like, yeah, they give those to the parents so you know when they have kids on board. And Jacob's like, because Jacob's an idiot. He's like, wait, are you serious? I was like, yeah, bro. Like, you didn't know.
He said, what, are you serious?
Bro, and he just has like the most dumbfounded look on his face all the time. Just like,
am I going to get these girls?
They both think I'm a single dad.
Hey, you're going to get all the bitches. Just let you know that.
Yo. Think you just guys right. Yeah, so this is my son.
I don't think Jacob ever has to worry about picking up girls. He just, bro, the kid has no game.
I was like, this kid got like so many. I was wondering where he was going. It's like you could be talking about the fact that you could be like having no problem, like he has no problem pulling bitches.
No.
Or you
be saying, I was like,
he just has problems.
Or you could just be like the brother that's like, yeah, my brother's gonna be gay.
I thought that for the longest time, but it just turns out, I actually was just telling my cousins this morning, I thought Jacob was going to be the gay one.
Dang.
But then, just turns out he has some type of weird brain thing going on where he didn't develop all the way.
Play football?
He did. But he also fell down a concrete steps as a baby.
Yeah, CTE.
And my youngest brother, I'm thinking he might be the fruitcake.
Your youngest brother?
Brandon?
Yeah.
Ah! Yo, no! No.
He's not really a fruitcake, but if any of us was a fruitcake, it'd be
no. He's totally not. I've seen him talk to girls at least once.
No, he see the thing. The messed up thing is like he can pull girls and like he's kind of how I am. Like we're like he's good with girls, but like he's also gay as shit at the same time. Like,
but he's super young,
just like me, just like me.
Bro, come on, y'all say I'm gay all the time, so you know exactly what I'm talking about.
I know, 100%.
I'd be saying
I'm
shit.
I'm just happy that you're aware of it,
bro. You got to be self aware. I do gay shit, but I'm not gay yet.
He's like Nick. I sucked a dick twice, but it doesn't make me gay yet.
That's a lie. If you suck one.
Bro, did I ever tell you about the guy that I used to work with?
Yes.
Did I tell you about the guy I used to work with?
Maybe.
Oh, you've heard this story.
How to find out if you're gay or not?
Just elaborate. Go ahead. Let me hear.
All right, so I used to work with this guy. I used to work with this guy, and this guy is like 60, 65 years old. So picture him talking to me. I was like 17, 18 at the time. And it's me and my cousin, and he's talking to us, and he's like, you guys know if you're gay? And we're like, we're not gay. And he's like, but do you know if you're gay? It's like, we are not gay. And he's like, well, you don't really know if you're gay or not till you try it. And it's like, listen, mister, I don't know what you're about to offer me, but you need to step the fuck back. And he's like, look, I'm just letting you guys know I'm not gay. I was like, so what have you tried? And
he's like, guess that it says before that and then say I'm not gay. He's like, all right, nigga, what you try out?
He's like, I sucked a dick before.
All right, bro. You're gay.
He's like, and I didn't like it. So I'm not gay. I was like, but did you let him finish? He's like, yeah. He's like, to know if I liked it. He's like, and I don't like it. I was like, you are a fucking queer as shit.
Oh! Like, what is he trying to find out what he liked? Because, like, he could go and taste his own. Like, there's no reason to taste somebody else's. Like, what the fuck is his problem?
That makes you still gay.
I'm not saying it doesn't, but I'm just saying, like, if he's that curious.
But at least you're gay in private.
Yeah.
I understand you that. Can so take you can ask shit, that, like, you ever taste your own? Like,
you can take that shit to the gay.
Fucking stupid.
What do you mean I've ever tasted my own? Like, back up! Get away from me.
Nobody's asking you.
Somebody has asked me that before. You ever try your own? Get away from me.
Wait, why haven't you?
I'm about to say, hold on. Sorry,
hold on, hold on. Was it you?
What year?
Was it you?
Oh, I just gotta leave right now.
You know what?
I think my clock's broken. It's 3:30.
There you go.
I say 3:30. I'm at 1:30.
Are we close to the time limit on there?
We're getting there. I was checking it.
Okay. Hmm. All right. So you never tasted it before?
Any? No.
Well, see, I was asking about yours. Now maybe like,
any? No. None. I'm good. No thanks.
What about for $1 billion? No. You don't gotta suck the dick.
No. You just gotta
drink the cum.
No. Oh, hell no. Nope.
Yo, that's why Fear Factor went
on. Like, you know what it is? Nope.
You ever seen in the porn where the girl just like, the guys will come into a cup and then the girl just drinks it?
Yeah. Oh.
That's a little too weird for me.
To be honest with you, like,
that's.
It's just like, that doesn't look healthy at all.
It's all on their face. Like,
no, we're talking about like
the,
they,
No, I'm talking about like...
They all come into a
like,
cup.
Like, there'll be like a gangbanger or something, and then all the guys just nut into this cup, or like a martini glass or a cup, and she just...
Like, it's a fucking milkshake. Like a runny milkshake.
We should go to the tips right now.
He's like, end the podcast, about to throw up.
That's right what I'm now, saying, bro. That was the wrong fucking sentence to say right there.
That is a different league of freak, and I am not about anything just in that whole life.
I know a girl who apparently, drank like 10 nuts and then threw up.
I believe it. Bro, fucking, I forget who, but somebody, some celebrity like sucked 32 dicks or something and they had to get a stomach pump.
I heard about that.
It might have been Madonna, but I might be wrong.
I think it was Mick Jagger.
You stupid idiot.
No, I think he might be right. Or no,
Steve.
Who's Aerosmith, the big lip guy?
Steven Tyler?
I think that's who it is.
It was one of these niggas. Someone got their fucking stomach pumped for sucking a lot of dick.
A dude.
Yeah. He had to get semen pumped out of his stomach. I don't remember who it is, but it was some of these one of crazy ass heroin coked up niggas.
That's disgusting.
Yeah, bro.
Probably Ozzy.
And he no longer listens to the podcast.
Well, it's a good thing it's the last episode of the season. Yeah, all the time.
But come back season 2 after.
Yeah, all the time in the world to figure out if you want to come back for the next season.
He won't talk about you.
All right, we're about to. It's getting hot and heavy.
It's getting something.
All right, well, I guess we'll start with Will for New Year's resolutions. So, do you have any goals or resolutions or things that you're going to achieve in this upcoming year? And decade.
Let's see.
Dark skin time.
Yeah. I do. Looking forward to being, for some odd reason, 35. I just want to say, yeah, I'm 35. Feels like it's like
a... You need to be president now.
Man, I could be president.
You're running for president.
Yes, I'm doing it. Thank you.
You could also run from pregnancy.
How about I run towards pregnancy?
I feel like you're too old to run for pregnancy at this point.
We would start a whole legacy of just, like repopulate the planet.
Do you feel like there's a certain age where, you know, if you get a chick pregnant, you got to deal with those consequences?
Wait, say what you're saying? If you get her pregnant, you have to deal with...
The consequences. Like, after a certain age, don't you feel like you don't, like...
What are you even talking
about? No, that's what I'm saying. No, go ahead.
Like, I feel like after a certain age, like... If you're old enough, after a certain age, you're old enough to realize if you fuck a chick and get her pregnant, then, you know, what's going to happen.
Isn't that any age?
That's
what I was thinking because, like, when I was younger, you know, it kind of made sense to get an abortion. Nowadays, less sense.
I don't think I would ever, if it was ever up
to I can't go sign that.
I'm not saying, like, I the one abortion I did get wasn't my idea, but, like.
Just saying it would make more sense to do it, and you're like. I guess we'll say 16 to what? 18?
I guess.
Trey's like,
well, what?
28?
No. 25?
No, I was trying to figure out what you're trying to like say, but yeah, like I guess like 18, like, I would say 21 to be honest with you, but.
Sorry. Bro, whenever I hear that.
21, 21 definitely had divorces after 21.
Fucking, whenever I hear, Bank Account by 21 Savage. I text my brother, but I text him every like lyric in the chorus, but I text it as one text message, one word per text message, so it'll be like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, and then M's in my bank account is 1, and I'll be like, yeah, M's in my bank account, yeah, M's in my bank account, yeah. For the whole song, bro, I'll just send it to him.
What's your brother?
Jacob.
Oh my god.
By the time it's done, it'll be like 64 text messages.
I got 1, 2, 3.
What the fuck is this?
Yeah, I don't know. Girl shit.
Hemp infused fake serum?
Mm-hmm.
That's my nut in a bottle.
Alright, I wanna start writing down some goals, like some reachable goals, like small reachable goals. Get that. I might wanna get a bike this year.
What would some of these reachable goals be?
Like getting a motorcycle.
I remember, yeah, you said when we first were talking, you were like, I wanna get a motorcycle.
Yeah, and that's been like a thing.
You getting like a motorcycle or like a chopper?
I have to research more. Okay. Like, what's more safer to get?
Now I would say get a cruiser.
Yo, that's how we know he's 35.
Yeah. Exactly.
I don't want to get like. Yeah, I don't want to get like a ninja bike or anything.
I want to get the safe option, the safe affordable option.
Get like my nice little gas mileage.
I do want to complete my full body tattoos.
Full body this year.
No, I'm sorry. Like
four body tattoos.
I just want to complete the idea of tattoos that I have in my head.
You want to just do all the tattoos that you have that
just
you're ever
going
to
get? Get them all done next year. Just be
so
done.
So how many?
Like 35? You should. You're about to turn 35,
no,
bro.
I don't think there's 35. I'm pretty much done with the...
I'll help you figure out 35.
I don't want 35. I'm good. So I'm just doing arms and then chest and then...
35 total?
Tag game. What?
35 no. total. How many you got right now?
8, 9, 10.
All right, so we only got to come up with 25.
I'm not getting 25 more tats. I'm just saying, arms, chest, done. Out the tat game. I want to become the first pastor rapper. I'm just kidding.
All right, Mace.
Just kidding.
I was about to say, that's already been done.
I mean, Kanye. No, I'm just kidding. Another year down would be cool. Just... see 2020 would be kind of cool for me.
I see what you did there.
I did see what you did there. I see what we did there too.
You can swap it anyway. I still don't say 2020.
Not if I do 0202.
Nah, you're messing things up.
I don't think he is. I think he
just, what did I say?
You said you can swap.
It's like a TV show.
What?
He said what? 2020?
Never seen. Oh.
What? Oh.
That's so crazy. Like in the 80s, they thought we'd be so futuristically advanced right now. Which is so crazy because it's like.
We're not.
We are.
But we're not.
But not in any of the ways that they thought we would be.
Bro.
But like, imagine like being like an older person, like living in 2020. Like, you wouldn't imagine that.
Bro. Yeah, but I already saw fucking Back to the Future 2, and I'm like, yeah, none of that should ever happen.
I mean, yeah, cell phones and stuff, that's crazy enough as it is.
Yeah, don't get me wrong.
Bluetooth. Yeah. That's crazy. Oh, so I seen a meme the other day. It was the Young Thug and the Young Dirt meme.
Oh, yeah.
And it says, me flipping through HDMI 1 and 2.
My grandparents.
My grandparents.
I seen that, Dre.
That's so crazy. That had me done.
All right, Dre, what's your goals?
About to get some pants.
Yeah, with your nasty ass pants.
Sweatpants. How about you get some drawers?
I do need to get pants though.
I'm just kidding.
Well, I need to get jeans, but that's not a goal.
I know. Okay, go ahead.
Goals for 2020.
What about answer faster?
Well, nigga, I told you earlier I had no fucking ideas. I don't know. I definitely want to get insurance again.
Like life insurance?
I already have life insurance.
Who's your beneficiary?
My mom made it so it was her.
She's like, she's trying to bank off that.
She's like, I think you're gonna die. Let's get I've been pumping fentanyl on this man's water for years.
It's like, oh, that's why our guys was like, so how much water you drank today?
You been keeping up with your water?
Every time she comes over, she sees water bottles, like filled water bottles, she throws more. I'm like, why?
He's like, Ma, why? Drink this water, drink it. It's better for you.
Ma, that water's black.
Can't see through this.
Oh, that's just a little dust on top.
This just blows it in my face though.
A fucking tentacle comes out of that shit. It's like,
she's like, oh, that's just a little dust.
What?
It's like, Mom.
Oh, gosh.
They want to get back into therapy. But that's just, I don't know why it's so expensive to get into therapy.
I've been meaning to tell you, I completely forgot. There's this app. I have to find the name again, but you can...
Talkspace?
Maybe.
Yeah, that shit's expensive too. I was looking at that.
But I found one, it's like, I think 30 a month or 50 a month or something like that. Somewhere in that ballpark. And you get like a couple conference calls per month. I think it's like 4 conference calls per month or something. Not conference calls, video calls. Just one-on-one with them. I'll have to find it.
Yeah. But yeah, I just like, I've always looked for alternatives. Even when I wasn't in therapy because they knew that the shit was going to run out, and I was like, I got to figure out what I'm going
to
do.
Well, plug what you're about to do. Oh. I would consider that a goal, too.
But yeah, I plan on doing a podcast.
So make sure y'all listen to that. What's it called, man?
It's called Frontal Lobe at the moment, but I think I might change it. But I don't know. Right now, it's called Frontal Lobe.
And what you going to be talking about on Frontal Lobe?
Yes. Good question.
I'll be talking about a lot of shit, like mental health, sex.
Sex with mental health?
I would talk about sex, mental health, then sex again. Boom.
You know what they say, sex sells.
Sexy mental health?
And then podcast it naked while having sex. Just an idea.
He might be onto something.
I think he might be.
And you can just live stream to Pornhub.
And then people are still getting their...
Speaking of which, this is like disconnected from all this, but like there's been like connected. There's been whenever I go on Pornhub, there's like these, you know, there's all these fucking thumbnails and shit.
I would not know. I've never been on the internet for 30 ways.
All right. Well, Lena the Plug apparently has hers featured on the fucking...
What's her name?
Lena the Plug.
One more time.
Lena the Plug.
Okay. Lena the Plug.
You gotta memorize.
You don't want to memorize this one. Trust me.
Unmemorize.
Because this is Adam 22 from Jumper Podcast's girl, right? And, you know how, like, if you hover over the thumbnails, it, like, kind of plays, like, a couple clips? Well, he's in this drone. I was like, you know what? I'm never clicking on that.
Like, in the porn?
Fucking her. I was like, yeah, I'm never clicking on that.
Adam 22 is a porn?
Yeah.
Are you Googling this? It's a weird time to just pull your phone out. It's a really weird time.
Convenient?
I guess. Let me see what's on... Actually, no, I don't want to see what's on your screen. Don't do it.
It's just Adam 22.
Zooms it up. It's like, look at it! Look at it!
You made me do this.
No! Fucking... Is that it?
Yeah, that's all I got.
Podcast, what else?
Better than nothing.
Podcast,
therapy,
insurance.
What kind of insurance? I'm sorry.
Well, like health insurance.
Oh, yeah.
Medical, totally. like all that shit.
Because don't they, like, get you at the end of the year for that? Like,
you'll buy... I don't think they do anymore, but they do. They have.
That was stupid.
It was so dumb.
They penalize you for not having insurance. Like,
it's like, and then,
like, the first year is like $50 and then, like, jumps up like $300 or something like that.
It's like, you're going to charge me for not having some shit that I can't afford.
I'm under my parents until I'm 26.
Yeah.
And I am milking the fuck out of that.
What
the hell? You should, nigga. Bro, my nigga.
Milk that
shit.
If I could stay at home, too, I would.
What? Oh, I'll nigga. Do that, too.
Bro.
But she won't let me bring girls over, so that ain't cool.
It's not even that with my mom. I couldn't handle it.
Nah, she couldn't handle it. All the noise making.
All right, so mine are,
I fucked in my mom's house for the past 30 years.
That's great.
just in case you guys weren't watching the video.
That was a dramatic pause.
There was no issue with the audio. just an issue with the mental capacity.
Just so you know.
Oh, okay, let's see.
Just that hair staring at each other for a good 30 seconds, Joe.
I was admiring your guys' eyes.
Well, thank you.
You got some pleasant
viewports. I feel like you could get away with calling eyes spectators.
Viewports.
I feel like that's what you call somebody who watches something.
How about you shut your fucking mouth?
Yeah, how am I going to tell you my goals then?
We don't want to hear about your shit, Dante. Go ahead. I want to hear all about what
I thought you were about to call him Dante. I'm about to say, who's Dante?
Dante?
That's my in trouble name.
Dante.
Dante! Dante!
You got to say it like an angry Japanese guy.
Dante!
Did you just assault me, nigga?
Did you guys even tell that story?
No.
You were like about to, and I forget why you didn't.
Because we started talking about other dumb shit.
Yeah.
And I was like, you know what? This is better.
Alright, so mine are, I want to get my second book finished, which is called The Independent Rapper Cheat Sheet. And it's going to be a cheat sheet for independent rappers.
Oh! Clever name.
You like that?
Independent Rapper Cheat Sheet. What is it?
Independent Rapper Cheat Sheet.
And what's it going to be?
A cheat sheet for independent rappers.
Get the fuck, oh my god.
The marketing basically sells itself.
Just in case they didn't get it the first time.
Independent Rapper Cheat Sheet. The IRCS.
You might, you know what? I don't like that.
The IRCS.
It's like,
but, no, so that one, I want to get out of these apartments. And
okay.
Probably be in a homeless 80.
I don't know why a third you say homeless 80s.
Because
I mean, there's some out there. They gotta be.
No, just like a homeless in a Mercedes.
Let's look.
It's like a fucking E class, but he's fucking homeless in this shit.
House.
I'm trying to think.
Well, what about musically?
That's a good question.
You're gonna turn on TikTok.
Good night.
Oh. You're an idiot.
I just listened back to what he said. Yeah. I was gonna say, what did you say?
We had the instant replay and. Yeah, dumbass. I wanna read at least 25 books.
You might as well make him. We should make the year 35 for Will.
I'm a 35. It's his Magic Johnson year.
Oh, that's not good.
Wait, am I getting AIDS? What's going on here? What's happening?
You darn tune, you are.
Patrick Ewing is not going to stick you, bro.
Patrick Ewing.
He got the magic stick.
I ain't sticking him. Yes, you are.
He's like, nigga. Dude, do you happen to have any more gum on you? Or is it in the car?
It depends who's asking. I asking?
It's the nigga that you insulted earlier.
I was like, what? How
did he find where I am?
He's here now. He's trying to get assaulted.
Guess I hit him. Guess I gotta give him some.
Alright, well, fuck it.
Alright,
are we done?
I don't know. What else do we have?
We need to do the tip of the expeditiousness.
I know, I was gonna say about it. Do we even have it?
I queued up some music for you if you like. Whenever you're ready.
Is it Rubber Band Man?
I don't know if we could play music on these things, so I wouldn't.
What if it's like 2 seconds?
No, I don't know how that works.
Alright. Time for the church.
Time for the expeditious
tip. Alright, so it's time for the expeditious tip then?
Are we just doing a Happy New Year drink?
Yeah. Alright. Well, you just ruined it now.
Well, guess what? It's not a tip either.
Alright, well, talk like T.I. Damn it. It's the last time they're going to hear it for a while.
You know what? We should do this one after you do that.
No, man. We end with this.
This is a good salutation.
I don't give a fuck what it is, man. This is how we end the fucking podcast. All right,
well.
The first argument.
Oh, we've had plenty of arguments. Even on the podcast.
On the podcast, off podcast.
Because if you domesticate an animal.
Make it stop.
gum right here.
Oh, what's up? I didn't even see there was gum.
Alright, well, here we go. Distribution.
Reunited, damn it, feels so good.
Bro, don't talk about my mom like that, bro.
Why did you put the rapper in there like that?
You got to throw your own trash away, you nasty. You just deep throated the fucking gum wrapper.
Oh my god!
You fucking nasty.
Well, why would you do that?
That was so funny.
Did you just fart?
Brown eye.
What? Was that a yes?
There you said brown eye.
Well, that black dude that every time he laughs, he has to relocate.
For real.
That sounds like he said brown eye.
He said. He said, not I.
Oh my
gosh. If you can't tell, Will's currently on the floor.
All I see is Tim's in blue jeans.
Did you just fart brown
eye? Well, you're an idiot.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
I think he's dying on my floor.
Woo!
It wouldn't be the first time a nigga died on your floor.
Alright.
Told you to keep that a secret.
You're not supposed to tell.
Yeah?
I don't think so. John Brancana.
Hey, Will.
I can't look at you right now.
He's got a...
Can't look at you.
Can't look at Drew. Who's Drew?
Uncle Drew. I can't look at you.
You gotta realign your chakras.
Yep.
Benito.
Benito Applebaum, bro. Benito Applebaum.
Something like that.
Who? Bonita Applebottom? Reunited and it feels so good. What are you doing?
Brown eye. That's what he's doing.
Yo, you know what word always makes people laugh? And if this word doesn't make him laugh, then he's alright right now.
Moist?
I think I'm good. I think I'm back.
Well, it's actually a combination of words. Midget pudding. Nah, it's just a couple of words. See, every time. Midget pudding just does it, man.
I thought you were going to say midget pussy. That's one. Or midget pudding.
Where do you think the midget pudding comes from?
Midget butt.
Midget booty.
Every time I see them, never upset.
You know why midgets always laugh when they walk?
Because they got a fucking dope ass song playing in their head.
I was gonna say because the grass is always tickling their balls.
That's exactly right.
What did you want?
What? Not a midget.
A midget.
Really? You wouldn't want a midget?
What do you mean? To own?
Why not?
Like, you can't do that, but yes.
Yeah. You can't do that.
There's too much paperwork.
You can come visit from time to time.
It's more like a joint custody thing.
Oh my god. Are we going to get red flagged for this?
Probably.
Yeah, I think this episode's already had some wild shit in it. If we got this far, I think we're good.
Yo, when I was younger, we definitely talked. I don't know why we thought this was okay, but we talked about having like a child that you would just keep in like the closet that would just come out and like clean for you. We just called a house child.
How old were you?
You're like 25. Well,
maybe like
back in
18.
College, we used to talk about this thing called a house child.
It's close to college.
Whoa.
Fresh out of high school.
Yeah, right about that.
Freshly 18.
We know right, bro.
We were just sitting there, it's like, yeah, it'd be awesome just to have like a little like Cambodian kid that we just kept in a closet, you know, you just feed him like crumbs and shit.
Alright, so daily producer.
Feed them crumbs! Hang on, little buddy. That's Michael.
More breadcrumbs. I know it's your favorite. This time I sprinkled some mustard on it.
Yeah, little house child. That doesn't sound dope to y'all?
No. I'm not going to answer. My lawyer told me not to answer.
Yes, because the reason why you don't answer is because you think it is dope, but you don't want to get in trouble for it.
My lawyer told me not to answer.
I'm out. I'm not the capability of cat.
I take it as confirmed, or like a cosign, but like, I'll let you rock out.
I'll take this as a cosign in private. Like you publicly deny, so you can privately enjoy.
This is a wink that you said after no. Like, no.
Not me. Brown eye.
You had to bring that back.
Mitch
Cruddy.
Oh, God. Yo, we've been trying to do this differently the past, like...
It's not my fault. This is y'all did this.
This is the last episode of the season. We gotta, you know.
Slam dunk. Come on. You can do it. You can do it.
Come on, man.
Throw your shoulders, Dre. Throw your shoulders. Oh,
hold on.
We're united and it feels so good.
You have an angelic voice. I don't know if I've ever told you that.
You did, actually, right before we started filming.
And I would like to let everybody know that I admire this man.
I lied.
I admire this man and his angelic voice and the fact that he can blow so many pipes. Until our next series of banters, we wish you a splendid... We never came up with the words, so I'm just going to say New Year.
Alright, well, that one was not our best one. We'll come back with better.
We're working on it.
Season 2. Come back with better explanation tips of the day.
And the jingle. For when Dre incriminates himself. 911. We'll have to listen back because that shit was fine.
I'm gonna listen back. Oh my God.
Alright, so the daily producer tip. Number 21. Learn the different types of chords.
Mm-hmm. Learn them shits.
And what that means is there are major chords, there are minor chords, there are diminished chords, and there are suspended chords.
And those ones were fucking up in school.
Yes, they were. Mm-hmm. The expelled chords are worse, but the suspended chords ain't as bad yet. That's all I got for you guys. Sorry I'm not as more enthused about the daily producer tip. I think I need therapy after this one.
Told you, man. 2020. Therapy all around.
Frontal lobe. Alright. Guys, have a happy new year.
Good God, man.
Hopefully you achieve your goals.
And your dreams.
And your dreams.
And we love y'all.
We do.
All three of y'all. All three of y'all.
I love them more than the other two, but yes.
Fucking homo.
I actually love you the most, which is why I started a podcast for y'all.
I was going to start it, but then he stole the idea, and then I was like, I'll join the idea that I originally had that you stole.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I was here from the beginning, and then he tried to start it, and it was trash until I hopped on it, so.
Again, this is my idea, and then I put it in the universe, and y'all had snatched it up. Together, and I was like,
well, all right, guys,
this is my thing.
It's because we are niggas, and that's what we do.
Happy New Year's.